We're reflecting on the Waukesha Christmas Parade tragedy with a Waukesha Assembly lawmaker and where to go from here on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. But first, we're in our year-end membership drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Dean Kinetter. Hi there, Dean.
Hey, Kate.
And we're here to say that your gift now will ensure the programs you rely on have a strong start in 2022. You make WPR programs possible as we head into the new year when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It is really good to be here with you this morning, bright and early, Kate. Last hour, we heard from three new and returning members. A big thank you for those gifts and for getting us off to a good start today. Right now, it is a great time to give because we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect,
nice,
up to $3,000. This generous match is from current members, including a member in New London, and it means that they will match every dollar you give.
That's right. It is their way of encouraging you, giving you a little nudge to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio this morning. Double your support for the programs you love. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, you might think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars. We do get funding from the federal government and the state, and it really is those voluntary listener contributions that make up the biggest source of funding for WPR programs.
And that means that your support is vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. And now that you know how key you are to this equation, make your gift, get in on the match at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's a good way to put it, Kate. You are the key. You make this all happen. WPR is listener supported. And that means that member drives like this one are an important time to hear from you. So if you haven't donated to WPR before, we'd especially like to hear from you right now.
And any amount you give makes an important difference. And giving takes just a few minutes of your time. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make a contribution of, say, $10 a month or $120. And when you do, you make the WPR programs you count on every day possible.
My name is Sue German. I live in Middleton, Wisconsin. I feel like I've got a real personal connection to Wisconsin Public Radio. I had a brother who passed away several years ago. He had some mental health issues, but he was an avid listener to Wisconsin Public Radio. Listening was a bright moment in his day. For that, I'm grateful. So great job. Thank you.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Dean Kinetter. Your support during this year-end member drive, it makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And giving to WPR is also really easy. All it takes is just a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say that $10 a month.
And that donation, it will come back to you every day in the form of engaging programs. So show your support right now. Get in on this match. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
A reminder that we have that dollar-for-dollar match still in effect this hour. We have about $3,000 to raise, so every dollar that you give will be doubled thanks to the support of generous members. It is an exciting opportunity, a really good time to make your support go further. So give now at WPR.org or call 888 202 2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
In this drive, you can provide hunger relief in your area, so ask for one of the food bank thank you gifts with your donation of $10 or $20 a month. Join in now with your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We heard from Lori in De Pere, who said, I listen to the morning show almost every day, either at home or in the car. And Jeff in Muskego said, I listen to public radio while working in my shop and would miss it if it was no longer there.
Oh, I love the companionship. Thank you, Lori and Jeffrey. Your gift right now is so important at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. Now to Waukesha, in a grieving community forever changed by the Christmas parade tragedy last month. Six people died, dozens injured. What do you think should be done to prevent a massacre like this from happening again? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Share out with us, 800-642-1234. Republican State Representative Scott Allen's district includes portions of Waukesha, Genesee, and Mukwonago. He was there at the parade. Representative Allen, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate.
Start, if you would, by sharing where you are at in processing this tragedy. What's gone through your mind in the days since it happened?
Well, just a lot of disappointment, a lot of frustration, a lot of heartache. I fortunately didn't know the individuals who died in the incident, but I know people who know them. And I know a few people that, I think 62 people that were injured, and their lives are disrupted. So it's been hard. It's been difficult for, anybody to sort of put their head around and understand, why would something like this happen? And, how do people move on from here? How do they move on with their lives? And I love the fact that our community is coming together in so many ways. But I hate the fact that it required, well, it didn't require, but that, that it was precipitated by an incident like this. Waukesha is a great community and we usually come together to help each other. So I'm not surprised by the response, but I'm still, just greatly disappointed that we had to have this circumstance.
I noticed that you'll be holding your Coffee with Scott on Friday, where you informally visit with constituents at a Waukesha coffee shop. What might come up?
What I love about the Coffees with Scott is they're short 10-minute conversations that constituents can schedule a specific appointment. A lot of times they don't necessarily want to come to a town hall listening session where they have to stand up and speak in front of a group. Mm. So my experience with them has been that the topics vary from a constituent service related issue with an agency of the state, or, maybe it's a policy issue, or, sometimes people just want the chance to get to meet their representative and have a conversation. So I'm anticipating that maybe we'll have some people who just want a chance to talk. I think sometimes that's part of the grieving process, is just being able to get our feelings and our emotions out. And if I can serve as a sounding board for that, I'm happy to do it.
What is surfacing in Waukesha? I mean, you mentioned that this is a community that has a good heart. It helps people. What do you see happening in the community now?
Well, the Waukesha County Community Foundation has a fund that they've set up to help the victims of this terrible incident. As of Monday, they had raised over $2 million, and they were conducting a pledge drive on, I think, Monday and Tuesday this week. So I would anticipate that number is going to be larger. And there's just so many people that are volunteering their time to help out. I know of a couple of builders that are accommodating people that may need wheelchair access to their houses now, and they're building wheelchair ramps. Hmm. So there's just been a whole variety of things. A lot of businesses are having days where they're donating 50% or more of their proceeds from the day to the fund. There's just a lot of different elements to this where people are coming together and supporting each other and supporting our community. We're a community of love, and that love is definitely shining through.
How about the Waukesha students who went back to class this week? You live there in Waukesha with your spouse, your two children. What are you hearing from students and school officers?
Yeah, well, we're at a point in our lives where our children are grown and no longer in the school system. But, you know, the Waukesha schools has been very intentional about providing counselors on staff and available to talk with students to, you know, help them work through some of the challenges that they may be having with such a tragic incident like this. Many of them know people that were injured. The Waukesha South Band was directly impacted by this. So I think they're doing a good job with that. I've heard from a number of parents. It's hard for anybody at any age to process this. And, you know, I think it's just going to take some time and some more conversation and, you know, continued outpouring of love for us to heal. That's going to be part of the process. And, you know, for some, it might be easier than others. And I think we just have to be patient with the process, I guess.
State Representative Scott Allen with us of Waukesha on how his community is responding to the Waukesha Christmas Parade tragedy. Were you there? What feelings are coming up 10 days removed from the traumatic incident? Should bail be raised for repeat offenders? We'll talk about it. 800-642-1234. We'll continue this conversation ahead here on the Ideas Network. We're discussing the Christmas Parade tragedy and a Waukesha lawmaker's pursuit for changes in the justice system, enacting legislation. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now let's check in on our year-end membership drive that is underway at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Dean Kinetter, and we're here to say you count on WPR for in-depth discussions, and it's your support that keeps these conversations going strong. Your gift now makes a big difference both this year and as we head into 2022 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it's a great time to give because we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now. This is from current members, including a member in New London. Your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 into $200, and so on. This is my kind of math. you take advantage of this match, and you get your support doubled for Wisconsin Public Radio programs. So give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And on the morning show, you hear from policymakers. You have a direct line to lawmakers at every level of government who answer questions on a wide variety of state and national and international topics.
Right now, we're talking about the tragedy last week at the Waukesha Christmas Parade. It's a time for us to come together, breathe a little bit, just talk with each other. And you're hearing directly from a state lawmaker. That is something the morning show does so well. It's such a valuable service. We really dig into all the big issues of our time that are affecting Wisconsin.
We cover a lot of ground every week. You're part of all of that as a listener, as a caller, and a contributor. Support this valuable source of information and access to these great guests with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
More than 25,000 WPR members are proud sustainers.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a big number.
That's huge, yeah.
That means that they're making ongoing monthly gifts to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Join them. You, too, can provide a reliable stream of funding for the programs you care about. So become a sustainer right now. Choose an amount, say $10 or $20 a month, and set it up to be ongoing. Love it. Love being a sustainer. It's super easy at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This drive, let the impact of your gift go beyond the WPR programs you love. Alliant Energy is partnering with us to help feed families in Wisconsin. They'll match up to 12,500 meals provided through Food Bank Thank You Gifts. Ask for yours today when you give $10 or $20 a month. Thank you for making a difference for your neighbors and WPR programs with your gift now. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Get it matched in support of the programs you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Dean Kennetter. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio, it keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong, full stop. And whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether you set it at $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
You've made the decision to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Now, make the decision to support WPR financially.
And member contributions, they power the programs you rely on. So your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It supports your future listening.
Hey, that dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect. There's about $2,600 still on the table. Room to get your gift matched. Do it right now at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552. And that support of WPR goes twice as far.
And this member drive, you can also choose one of the food bank gifts. When you give $10 or $20 a month, you'll provide meals for those in need in your area, in your community. Make a difference now. Make that donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you're not a sustaining member, become one right now. Easy to set up, and you'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. You can set that up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you will be providing reliable support for the programs you love.
And thank you so much for your support. Now we're discussing the Waukesha Parade tragedy and the future of crime policies in Wisconsin, especially when the suspect has a criminal history. What policies need to change? What message do you have for lawmakers and judges? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Republican Representative Scott Allen of Waukesha stays with us. Representative Allen, you said the day after the parade attack that Milwaukee County politicians, judges are partly culpable for the suffering. Why is that?
Well, the suspect had earlier that month actually tried to run his wife, actually ran over his wife with his car, his ex-wife. They have that listed, charged as a domestic abuse violation that could very well have been an attempted homicide. He has a fairly extensive criminal record. He's 39 years old. The time for his reform is well past. My assessment is he was dangerous when he was released on bail. I think we've got to take a closer look at this as a, you know, from a public policy standpoint, to say at what point in time do we say, okay, this is enough. We have to put public safety number one.
Your colleague in the Assembly, Cindy Duco of Delafield, introduced a joint resolution last week that seeks to change the legal way for how judges apply bail to people with a criminal record. Do you support Representative Duco's legislation that is lifting restrictions on judges when deciding bail?
Well, absolutely. Right now, the concept behind bail is if it's imposed in a manner to determine whether they individual is a flight risk. In other words, if can we get this individual back in court at a future date? I don't think that's a sufficient barometer to use. I think that the risk to the public is a better barometer to use in setting bail. And this would allow judges that discretion to set bail based upon the risk to the public, not on the flight risk, whether they're going to reappear in court.
Your colleague Duco has put forth this legislation three times. Do you think this time it will be different?
Gosh, I sure hope so. You know, it's unfortunate that it takes, you know, tragedies like this for people to finally realize what's going on. I've supported the measure both the previous times, and I'm supportive of the measure this time around. I hope there's enough momentum. I hope this situation provides a sufficient illustration to people that recognize that this is vitally important, that public safety is our number one priority as a government. And this is a way that we can help boost that. It's not a, you know, there's no perfect system. There's no silver bullet when it comes to public safety. There still is evil in the world, and evil will do what evil wants to do. So as much as we might like to think that we can prevent this from happening ever again, unfortunately, there's no system that we can design that will be perfect. But we can always work toward improvement, and certainly this kind of bail reform is an improvement.
Pushback here. There is research out of the UW-Madison Law School that says, you know, offenders who sit in jail before trial are 30% more likely to commit a new crime when they get out. We know that bail disproportionately affects people of color. So how do you grapple with that when you look at how you want to reform the bail system?
Well, that study presumes that they're going to get out. If the crime is severe enough, then they should be. The whole point of incarcerating individuals is to protect the safety of the public. That's the whole point. It's not designed for punishment. It's designed for protecting people, taking people who are at risk of recommitting violent crimes, and keeping them locked up is a way of protecting public safety. For all the years that they're locked up, the public is safe. So that's the notion that we should be thinking about, not about the time for reform is much earlier in the process. You know, we've all heard that it takes a village. Well, I want to know, where was the village in this gentleman's case? Who didn't show up to that village meeting to say, let's make sure we're shepherding this individual and taking care of this individual and getting this individual on the right track? We're all responsible, but the responsibility starts much earlier in the process. When we determine that an individual is unsafe to society, they need to be behind bars, plain and simple.
Representative Allen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Republican Representative Scott Allen of Waukesha. News update is next on the Ideas Network. The Human Rights Campaign unveiled its rating index for how cities are doing on their LGBTQ inclusive policies. We get takeaways on how Wisconsin communities are measuring up here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. First, it's our year-end member drive at WPR. I'm with Dean Kinetter, and we're here to say your gift now will ensure the programs you rely on have a strong start in 2022. You make WPR programs possible as we head into the new year when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it's an exciting time to give because we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $3,000 in effect right now. It is a great time to donate because current members, including a member in New London, will double every dollar you give.
Nice.
It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your gift right now at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
We just heard directly from the assembly lawmaker who is Waukesha District is grieving, is coming to terms with the parade tragedy. We are here on The Morning Show talking together, hearing from you, voices all over Wisconsin on what are next steps. And these are the kinds of conversations you count on from The Morning Show.
Kate and the team on the morning show do such a great job of booking and producing amazing conversations about issues that are really front of mind for Wisconsinites. I bet that's something that you've connected with, something that you value. Well, you make it happen. Your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes those many topics you tune in for possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
And as the donor, you get to decide how much to give. You're in the driver's seat, and maybe $100 or $200 a month is the right amount for you.
That might be what you spend every month on takeout or entertainment, for example. Things that you enjoy and make life a little better, just like listening to WPR. The important thing is that you get to decide what amount is right for you and then make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Joy.
I'm Scott.
And we're from Madison.
We became sustaining members because we do listen to it every day. We really appreciate it. We thought this is something we want to make sure continues. We are now fixed incomers, but we enjoy this station. It's one of the highlights. I couldn't imagine living anywhere without a public radio station.
Consider becoming a sustainer with a regular monthly gift. Visit WPR.org to get started now.
I love, think about the highlights. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Dean Kinetter. Listener support, it is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that is why your support during this year-end member drive is so critical. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe you set it at $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, get it matched. And whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
If you've already renewed or make ongoing monthly gifts as a sustainer, thank you. Those listeners who renew and monthly sustainers are the backbone of WPR.
And if you haven't given yet, join the thousands of other WPR members by donating at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
As you mentioned, Kate, that dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect. It's happening right now. We've got about $1,800 left to raise. That is money on the table. Let's not leave it there. Get your gift doubled when you give this hour. Give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552, and that support will go twice as far.
And if you're a sustaining member making those ongoing monthly gifts, thank you so much. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We heard from Maria in Maguanago, who said, Kate is an amazing interviewer and host. We love her spirit and the way she brings out the best in others. She inspires and opens our day to a wealth of knowledge and experience.
Maria, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Your gift right now is so important at WPR.org. And thanks. Now, the Human Rights Campaign is out with its annual benchmark for how cities and towns nationwide are measuring up on dozens of criteria for LGBTQ plus rights. We're looking at Wisconsin takeaways with your experiences. How do you feel your community is doing on inclusion? What can you point to? Is it progress? Is there a setback in your view? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Barb Farrar is executive director of the Racine-based LGBT Center of Southeast Wisconsin. Barb, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, good morning, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Well, good morning. Looking at these numbers for Wisconsin cities, being assessed averaged 83 out of 100 points, the national average being 67 points. How well do the numbers on a page match up to quality of life in our communities and what inclusivity really feels like and looks like?
Yeah, that is a really good question. The Human Rights Campaign is, to my knowledge, the only document that kind of allows a city to self-assess and measure some of the core ordinances and laws that they have in place that would then prevent discrimination, include people in decision-making and so forth. And so it's not a measurement of how everyone's doing. What it measures is how a city creates an infrastructure that allows inclusion, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. How much weight and credence, if you will, do you give to the scorecard, and what criteria is really pivotal here? What moves these numbers forward? What moves these numbers up?
For myself, an LGBTQ center executive director, these numbers are really important because what they do measure is a municipality, a city's prioritization of human rights for the LGBTQ community. So we're talking about things like non-discrimination laws, how do employers, the city employers, treat their LGBTQ workforce, law enforcement, leadership and equality. These kind of tools, I think, are really important. And to kind of step back a minute, if I were looking for jobs in the state of Wisconsin, I would definitely look at a city's municipality rating to see if it's an inclusion, if the city is inclusive, and if it's a priority of the city to increase these numbers.
The Human Rights Campaign pointed out, it said, look, many cities want and intend to do well by their LGBTQ plus employees, their elected officials, their community members, but they don't necessarily know where to start, where to begin. What advice can you give there? Where does a community start this work, and who leads it? Who heads it up?
Yeah, great question. So just a little history. Mayor Corey Mason, who's the mayor of the city of Racine, in his second day of office, saw that the city of Racine was at a 36, and then I think it bumped to 41, and called in members of the LGBTQ community like myself and sat down and said, how can we make this better? And so it was really that first day one-on-one conversation, looking at the criteria and then creating a game plan to, over the course of a year or two, implement these protections for the community. So it was both, I think it was a partnership of LGBT leaders and the city.
What are the biggest issues that communities face today in becoming more inclusive? What is topping the list, if you will?
I think that for me, it is the it's the fact that we still don't have protections based on gender identity and gender expression. As a state, that's not a covered law. There was an ordinance by Governor Evers this summer that allowed protections based on gender identity and gender expression, but as a state, we don't have that. I think a lot of cities have kind of doubled down on a ban on conversion therapy for minors, including Kenosha and Racine. I think there's now 12 or 13 cities that have, independent of the state, gone ahead and passed that legislation. But I think some of the bigger issues dealing with the state are actually outside of the state, and some of those bigger battles are happening in the school districts and places like that.
I wonder, as you mentioned Governor Evers and the legislature, how much of this is politics, Barb? How much of this is advocacy at the state capitol about educating? What needs to be done legislatively to advance rights across Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head, because we all know that Wisconsin is a battleground. We all know that that issues can be politicized for gain on either side. And so I think that Governor Evers has, by making these executive orders this summer, put his foot down and said, I support the LGBT community, and these are some things I'm going to do about it. Whereas some other issues have come up through the state legislature or the state assembly that I think are more divisive. So I would love to see people put politics aside and really fight for the human rights and dignity of our LGBTQ community.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Barb Farrar, who leads the LGBT Center of Southeast Wisconsin that's based in Racine, as we discuss the Human Rights Campaign annual benchmark that is out now for how communities across the country are working toward LGBTQ plus equality and what is holding them back. You can join in on how your community is doing at 800-642-1234. Barb, you've lived in San Francisco, which has such a deep and enduring history in this work for equality. And I think about the Harvey Milk Foundation and that history legacy. Do you look to other cities for guidance and support in this work?
You know, I moved to San Francisco when I was 23. I'm 55 now. Mm. And it was a very different time then. I lived there for 20 years. And, you know, the idea of equality was just ingrained in the streets, ingrained in your culture, your neighbors. It was just such a beautiful place to live coming out. And then moving back to Wisconsin in 2008, realizing that there's a lot of advancements that need to happen. So I am very proud of other centers within Wisconsin. There's centers in Milwaukee and Madison and Appleton and up in La Crosse and a few others. And I'm also very proud of an organization called CenterLink, which is a national organization that brings LGBTQ centers together and kind of shares ideas on how to work together. So I feel fully supported. There's also some individual leaders, Brian Jay out of Madison, and Diverse and Resilient is just an amazing organization as well.
I do want to leave some space for the trans community here. Your Safe Zone coordinator, who was a vibrant voice for the trans community, Ray Ansack, who passed away about a year ago. Can you tell us about Ray's work and the difference that Ray made in activism that was the center of their being?
Yeah. It's almost a year upon his death. And Ray was a 21-year-old youth who lived in the city of Racine and went through the schools and experienced all the, unfortunately, the horrible statistics that you hear about, bullying, to the point where he had to do remote learning and, you know, suffered from anxiety and depression and yet came out of it as this vibrant leader in the trans community for youth and unfortunately suffered from mental health disorders. And but when Ray was in front of an audience, he would touch people in ways that were like a miracle. He was just such an amazing young person. And to hear a young trans person talk about their experience, talk about how they feel in their body, talk about what their day-to-day life is like, is really powerful. And the more voices like that we have in our community, which I might also say is extremely exhausting for that person, the better off we are. Because it's when you hear that personal experience, do you really truly understand someone who's different, whether it's race, whether it's LGBTQ or trans experience, it's just really important.
However, the trans community is sometimes left behind in policies or not able to field the same types of equalities and sometimes are outright targeted in legislation. What work are you doing on that?
So there's a few things happening in the state of Wisconsin and nationally around that. First of all, you've probably heard of the Equality Act, which is a federal piece of legislation that really targets protections for gender identity and gender expression. And if that doesn't pass, then we know that the state of Wisconsin has the equality agenda, which is the same thing. So often states will have a backup in case a federal law doesn't come into place. Mm. So that's something that many of us are working very passionately about. There's other bills that people aren't really aware of, which is a bill like the Panic Defense Bill, which was brought into the assembly by Greta Neubauer, who represents Racine, which is basically a law that says if somebody if somebody is a victim of crime, they don't have the protections of let me rephrase this. So if somebody attacks somebody, they can use a legal defense, which is, I attacked this person because they were LGBTQ. I was caught off guard. I didn't know that they were LGBTQ, and therefore my defense is valid. And that was the defense that the people who killed Matthew Shepard used, and it's still on the books today. So it's a viable defense.
Barb, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Barb Farrar leads the LGBT Center of Southeast Wisconsin, which is based in Racine. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network. Hope you stay with us next hour as we discuss health insurance and what to watch out for this open enrollment season here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now let's focus on our year-end member drive at WPR underway. I'm here with Dean Kinetter. We're here to say that your financial support, it is the bedrock, the foundation for all the great discussions you enjoy here every day. So make your tax-deductible year-end gift now for 2021 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now, this hour, and there is still some money left to have your gift matched. But time is running short this hour, so let's not leave any of that there. Maybe you've been thinking, I'm going to give, but it's early in the day. It's only Wednesday. No, the time is now because your gift will be doubled. $50 turns into $100, $100 into $200, and so on. Take advantage of this match right now when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here's why. You know, we just learned about the Municipality Equality Index and how the Human Rights Campaign judges and grades how Wisconsin communities like yours are doing on inclusivity. You know, we dig into the data, we seek out those experts for analysis, and that's really the bread and butter here on The Morning Show. These are the kinds of conversations you count on from The Morning Show.
And that bread and that butter is listener supported.
Thank you.
Or the conversations. The conversations, too. That means your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes those topics you tune in for every day possible. Choose an amount that works for you. Then make your gift.
And during this year-end member drive, let the impact of your donation go beyond the WPR programs that you love. Ask for one of the food bank thank you gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month.
You'll power the essential news and quality entertainment you rely on and provide hunger relief to people in your community. Another great reason to give. Get started now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Now let's admit it. Sometimes we spend money on silly things.
I have definitely bought some crazy clothes.
It's a little thing, you wind it up and it goes across the top of the table. She broke it in the first 5 seconds.
Silliest thing. It was Kahlua.
It's pretty easy to make a questionable decision about how we spend our money, and it can be just as easy, and not a bad idea, to make a few sound investments along the way, like supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is the single largest source of funding at WPR, so make a sound investment with your gift to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation and get it matched, for goodness sake. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Dean Kinetter. Your support during this year-end member drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
That's right. Get that gift match for the next few minutes this hour. If you're listening now, pick up that phone, go to the computer, get your gift doubled. That match is still in effect. It's a way of inspiring you to support WPR and making that support go twice as far. Go to WPR.org or call 888 202-2552.
WPR is personally important to you. It's also probably important for you that everyone in the state has access to this high-quality information and entertainment.
So become a member with a contribution of, say, $10 a month or $120. And you're not only doing something good for yourself, you're doing something good for the community in Wisconsin and even beyond. WPR is listener powered. That's why your participation is so important. You can give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're not a sustainer, become one right now. Easy to set up. You'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to provide reliable support for the programs you love. Take it away, Dean.
There are so many reasons to give. The programs, hunger relief, and getting your gift matched right now. Call in now at 888-202-2552 or make a gift online at WPR.org. And thank you so much for your support.